That's the sound of Blondie with One Way or the Other on Nova 103.5, Your Life, Your Music. Special studio guest in, and very special when I normally say that, but he's really special because he's been around for a long time, kind of like me. He's just less gray than me, although I see in the beard there's now some strands of gray. It's such a pleasure to welcome Lazarus Jacobs to the studio. Like Lazarus from the Bible, you've never
risen.
Really gone away though, right? But you've
risen.
It's so good to see you again.
My brother, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's been a while since the last time you interviewed me, when I actually did my last comedy show.
When was that ballpark?
That was like 10 years ago.
Must have been about 10 years
ago. Yeah, it was about
so.
10 years ago when I said, okay, this is it. I'm not doing it.
Because I was speaking to Neville at that point, who's around about at the same time.
Right.
And I remember his lighty was tiny.
Very true.
He was playing football with my youngster, and my youngster is now 18 years old. So I'm
Neville's
assuming his lighty is quite old.
Neville's lighty is 16.
There we go.
We're getting old.
Man, I tell you. But some things never change, Lazarus. And the fact of the matter is, we live in a beautiful country. That doesn't change.
Truly.
And people love comedy, and that doesn't change.
And it will never change.
Yeah. Even though the setup... Mm-hmm. changes the way we perceive media and the way we consume media changes, and that's why this I Love Namibia or I Laugh Namibia, I love, but we love and laugh.
Yeah,
I Laugh Namibia, I think, is going to be a huge hit, and it really looks good.
Tell us
more about it.
So, Neville and I have a 30-year friendship, so whatever we travel, whenever we go somewhere, we like to take these long trips. I mean. Namibia is a beautiful country, and if you just want to de-stress, you just point in any
hit
direction.
The road.
Just
doesn't matter where. You
a gravel road, a tar road, and so whenever Neville and I are traveling somewhere, we always observe. Whether we stop and look at a tree or a roadside place where you can sit and eat, and we always look at the stuff that's lying around there and try to build stories about it. This must have been a family of five and things like that. We'll see a random kudu running around, you know, across the road and so on. And one day we traveled to the south. We were going to Lüderitz. Lüderitz. So, man, and it's a long drive. It's a long drive. So we actually timed ourselves and said, we're going to spend at least 7 hours on the road before we get to Lüderitz. So we left around 5 o'clock in the morning. It took us 7 hours to drive from Windhoek to Kiertmanshoop. You know why?
Yeah.
Because we were going very slow. We were just laughing.
We were just talking, having fun, but
we were laughing because we were observing the South. Yeah. We were just observing. It's like the landscape, the animals, the people, the language they speak, the way they sound, and so we were stopping everywhere we could stop.
But the thing is, sorry for interrupting you, but that is another lesson to all of us.
Right, right.
Stop racing to get somewhere and just spend time. The travel, the journey is as much as the destination.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like we've all traveled to the South. Now, when you travel to the South, you see like it's a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah,
it's a whole lot, but you see these random goats. Those and you're like, but where are the homes or the homes?
Yeah, where's the guy
you
looking after them?
You don't see
nowhere.
Anybody.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't see anybody. But these goats are everywhere. The landscape is stunning.
Yeah.
The climate is very unforgiving. I mean,
it's a fact.
So I said to Neville, look, how about we just get somebody to put cameras in a car and just record us as we just go along?
Yeah.
And that's what birthed the idea. So I, having checked what Gondwana Collection is doing, especially their advertising and marketing style, I said Gondwana Collection is probably the only company I can or that will totally appreciate what we're trying to do. I called Manny Goldberg and I said, look, man, I have this idea I want to discuss with you. We met for coffee. And 30 seconds in, he said, I'm in. When do we start?
Yeah.
You know, they were, like,
look, that's one thing you can say about Manny. He sees something good. He recognizes
it. Immediately. He said it has three ingredients that he wanted. It's about unity, bringing Namibians together to rally around a set specific point. Secondly, it has humor. The third thing is he's showcasing Namibia. And he's very passionate about those things.
Very much so.
So that's what basically got...
So when was this now in terms of you guys are about to launch? We're close to launching date.
Right.
So when did that happen?
It's taken some time. So, and from the moment I spoke to Manny to start recording, only took about a month.
Yeah.
But we were doing a lot of... We did a lot of travel. Eh? We traveled all to the north and we traveled to the south. And so hopefully in 2 weeks or so, we'll be traveling to the northeast.
Was there any place that you traveled to during your travel so far now that you've never actually been to that was kind of a new experience for you?
No, I was lucky. But what I did is, like, for example, we stopped in Ocho. Yeah. And I've been to Ocho before. And I said, and Neville has been into Ocho too.
Through Ocho,
But we said, okay, yeah, we're going to do Ocho like we've never seen it before. Yeah. We're not just going to stop at the petrol station, fill up, and then, hi, how are you, and go. Yeah. So we actually went to sit at a coffee shop. And we started talking. We found two young German tourists there who've been traveling through Africa. And they've heard of Ocho, so they decided they wanted to come and see us. So
were they listening to?
I have no idea. So those are the things that we experienced. So I would say that I visited a lot of these places, but I've never experienced it that way. Yeah. But there's one other place, the lodges that we visited, because we were staying at the Gondwana Collection lodges. I haven't been to the Desert Whisper, and I haven't been to the Desert Grace. So that was new to me, and also King Nehale.
Yes, because that's quite the fairly new one now.
Like I said, so we visited these lodges. We're not just visiting, we were visiting them as Namibians experiencing Namibia.
Yeah.
And not necessarily as a tourist, like, oh, nice swimming pool, a jacuzzi and stuff. We're like, we wanted to experience, so we're talking to staff members, we're talking to other tourists who were there and things
the
like that.
The other side of the tourism coin, people working there as opposed to just visiting there as a guest.
Yeah? For example, when I was at the Tosha, at the Gondwana Collection lodge there, I met these two Italians. And it was their first time in Africa ever.
In Africa ever?
They've never been on
the continent. And they chose us?
They chose us.
Wow, that's incredible.
They were just mesmerized by the desert.
Yeah.
And they were telling me they actually landed in Namibia. They were picked up and they drove straight to Etosha. And from there, they were going to fly to Sources Flame. That was because they were asking me. So when they found out that we were Namibians, then they started interviewing us. You'll see that.
Lovely. I can't wait. Us
questions about Namibia. So Neville and I ended up sounding like tour operators.
Cool. And you're like, but isn't that amazing though, how that makes you so proud when you speak to people who are having such a good experience?
Yeah.
It makes you proud to live in this country.
But what I did with them is I said to them, I cannot talk to you about the fauna and the flora.
Yeah.
I can talk to you about our people.
Yes.
Right? That's what I can't tell you about.
No, I'm not a game ranger, so.
But I can tell you how Namibians, because they could also see how, and I must say it, how we were interacting, like with the crews, some of the crew members, or a lot of crew members were white.
Yeah.
And they were amazed by how we were just cracking racial jokes with each other. And we were just cracking up. And they were like, wow, your country is really totally different. We were told this, you are coming from this dark past and things will be different. I was like, no, man, Namibians are not like that.
Yeah,
we crack jokes with each other. They tell Vambu jokes. I tell Burki jokes and things like that.
But how you and Neville interact with each other as well.
Yes.
Because you're obviously from a different cultural background.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So every now and then with a holy fire and a thing, and you're sitting on the throne there.
Yes.
That also makes it interesting because these are things that we must be able to talk about. I'm not saying you must be disrespectful.
No,
but talk about it and understand where it comes from. Because if I don't know what that means to you in your cultural aspect, I can't understand why I should respect it and how important it is to
you.
So that kind of thing is really good.
We always say that when the observational comedy that we do, or that I used to do, was my main thing was always I need to be able to bring people together.
Sure.
And I need to start breaking down barriers. I need to be able to, you need to be able to be as comfortable talking to me as comfortable as you're talking to your friends.
Sure.
But that to me is to me, if I've achieved that, then I've done my part. That's all. I just use humor to bring people together. That's it. I've spoken at Stellenbosch University to a very, very racially divided audience. By the time I finished doing, I got a standing ovation. I've spoken at the VCA festival probably three or four times. Yeah. Same thing. And then I always think that's all we need to do.
Mission accomplished. Yeah, that's what we need to get.
Mission accomplished. Yeah. You have a Martin Luther King, you have a Mandela. I'm not comparing myself, but I'm just saying you have people who said, look, my aim is to bring people together. Now, we can bring people together through sports, humor, business, etc. That's all I wanted to achieve. And this particular program, I must add, this series we're doing, we are speaking to everybody from a petrol attendant to a traffic cop to a CEO of a bank.
All members of the Namibian.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, what do you call it? Like the mesh that we all live in one place, part of that crowd.
And the whole thing is the rallying point behind the whole thing should be, I love Namibia and I'm laughing at Namibia. That's a whole.
Because that's the other thing. You know, if you take yourself too seriously, man, that's the starting point of many differences of you different from me. Mm-hmm. Let's all laugh. Mm-hmm. Then we're all the same, right?
But the thing is also educational. The program is also educational.
That's also good.
I learned a lot about Tokis. I didn't even know this. Desert peoples.
Sure, fair enough.
And for example, we stopped at one shop. I don't want to spoil it for people, but I stopped one shop in Ochivarongo, and I went to this lady who's doing fell squinkies.
Yeah,
and I bought myself a pair there, and she was actually telling me her craftsmanship and things like things I never knew, where they get the leather from, how long they treat the leather and things like that. And then we went to another little shop, which is like a with the tea and cook sister.
Well, like
And we're speaking to those owners and things like that. So that's what people are going to experience.
All right. Now the most important part. When do you guys kick off? Where do we see the episodes? And how often are we going to be able to see them?
So the program launches on the 12th of June. It will be on the Gondwana Collection YouTube channel.
Ah, yes.
Since they are the main sponsors. And we are working with two major organizations to try and get it, say, on DSTV.
Yes,
But for now, it will be on the YouTube channel of Gondwana Collection. I think they'll also be on their Facebook page. But what we want to do is, it's going to be weekly. Every Sunday, we are putting out a new episode.
And the episode lengths are about?
They're about 30 minutes, and it's going to be 13 episodes.
Okay.
The first series.
Well, yeah, hopefully there are many more series.
Yeah, I know.
But that's going to be great. We do a lot of work with them for same reason.
Yeah, yeah.
We do a lot of work with them, different, sporting events and so on that they're also involved with. So I'm pretty sure that after they've had the premiere for the new episode on a Sunday night, we might actually link to that as well.
Excellent.
Because a lot of our people here do the same thing, and I cannot wait. I've seen the teaser now, and I don't know who put that together, but you got it spot on.
Jaco is
because
from
that is now he's exactly
brilliant.
Like, oh, show me more. It's 2 minutes, but you want to see more.
But people must know that. And when we were watching this, people didn't actually believe it. This is totally unscripted.
Yeah.
It's totally unscripted. There's nothing that's been together. We said don't edit anything out, and obviously for aesthetics and so on.
Sure.
They have to edit, but we said don't censor.
But content hasn't been taken out because
don't censor
this doesn't
us.
Fit so or this doesn't
you
work.
You're going to hear Neville sweating a lot. He likes sweating.
No, fair enough. But that's the way he speaks. So that's okay.
Right.
You know?
So, but you, it's unscripted. It's raw. It's observational. And I mean, I remember when we were sitting with Odile Hertz. She's the narrator of the
Oh, she is she the narrator? Okay.
Yeah, and she's also the voice of reason. Because Neville and I were just bickering the whole time.
That's lovely to have her sort of as the calming influence there.
And you'll see that on the program as well.
Yeah.
So when we were looking at it for the first time, and as pretentious as it sounded, I actually started laughing because I didn't realize how much crap we were talking.
But that's the thing. I mean, for people like us who are in the same kind of business of talking crap, you know, my wife sometimes just shut up sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's wonderful. I'm really looking forward to it. And let's hope there are many more series to come.
Thank you.
Yes. Namibia, you probably have 100 episodes. If you really take the time and revisit in these small little towns, you know, it's not the off the beaten track kind of vibe. So, looking forward to it.
Jaco was telling us that when he was editing, he found that there's just so much material and it was really a challenge for him to do it. But he did, I really think he really did a sterling job too.
So how's he linked to this? Is he from Gondwana? Because I know at one point
he's got his own media house.
Oh, so it's all very professionally done. He puts it all together.
Professionally done.
Oh, wow.
Manny was smart enough to say, guys, let's get a professional outfit to do this.
Yeah, if you're gonna you want to produce a high quality.
Absolutely.
Even though it's online, but you know, if it's going to go to TV at some point.
I was just like, oh, we're on a drone. You know, they came us. They really came prepared. They really came prepared.
Because we went to Alce Vista at one point with the radio guys still, as guests of them, and they filmed that as well. And we also had, you know, there's this white horse that people have packed out with stones at Alce Vista.
Right.
And the drones are around the whole time. You're like, whoa, very high tech.
Right.
So awesome stuff.
There was this one day that we went through to Sources Way. So we went to the death flay and it was really, really tough. And you could see me never like, I'm very unfit.
Yeah, but it's for Ali Prat. You don't get to breathe properly,
right? And then they were also following us with the drones and stuff.
Yeah.
And at one point, I really felt like collapsing. And I was like, I was like, guys, I can't take this.
Time out to be
And
you
I
know,
just
no?
stood right in the middle of the dune. I'm like, you guys can go. I'm sitting like,
sit no netties.
You off. Can see, you can sit, you can see all awesome. Of it. It's really, it was really fun.
All right, again, first episode.
12th of June.
12th of Godwana June. That will obviously then be a Sunday evening, right?
Yeah, Sunday evening, okay. Yeah.
We'll definitely promo that as well. I cannot wait. So if you haven't seen the teaser yet, mm-hmm. that it's on the Nova 103.5 Facebook page. It's a two-minute taster. And I'll tell you, if that's anything to go by, I think this is going to be amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for withdrawing completely. Yeah. Because, right. I mean, like I say, you don't do stand-up and all that
right,
anymore.
Right, I don't do stand-up but, comedy anymore.
You're also,
but
in the business world. So, yeah, you know, you don't like run around the whole time being funny.
Yeah, we have five businesses, so it's not easy.
So you're hands full as it is. Right. But it's great to see, you know, the two, I don't want to say classics, but you guys have been a part of the comedy and entertainment scene in Namibia for probably, what, 30 years, I would imagine, if not more so.
I was telling them we are old enough to get the Lifetime Achievement Award.
I think there's time. No, it's going to be awesome. Let's hope that somebody picks it up. I think it looks like it's good quality. You know, guys like, I'm thinking maybe something like CakeNet.
No, we're hoping that Netflix will pick
up. They might. Ooh, that'll be even better. That's international. That'll be great.
That's the whole idea. Because the whole idea is to do an I Love Africa.
That would be the next step up now. That's go to another country. We've got, I mean, something as close as Botswana, as Angola.
Yeah, we go to what Botswana, do we know? Angola, South Africa. Start with SADC first and stuff like that. They do. I love SADC.
I'm now seeing 1,000 episodes as opposed to 100 episodes.
Right.
Lazarus
right.
Jacobs, absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank and it's good to see you still around, man. We don't hear you all the time, but I think this is now going to be big.
Yeah.
So great stuff. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah.